Someone who hasn't been around for quite so long is television presenter Lee Milner. A chance conversation with her father set Lee on the road to becoming a popular face on the local BBC TV news, as David Clayton will now explain.
I was going to be a sports teacher, explains Lee Milner. But on a trip to Lincoln University with my dad, I wandered into the journalism department and saw the TV studios. I loved the cameras and the technology. I turned to my dad and said, "Do you reckon I can make more money reporting on sport than teaching it?" He reckoned I could. When Lee returned home and explained her choice, her mother pointed out, "You've never read a newspaper in your life." Had she gone with her first idea, Lee might not have been the familiar face she is on our TV screens. Despite having no discernible Yorkshire accent, she was born in Wakefield and grew up on a council estate. In those days, I was told I had to lose the Yorkshire twang. On starting a degree course at Lincoln University, she knocked on the door of BBC Radio Lincolnshire for work experience. "It was a 2-week placement, but I never left," she tells me. "I worked for free, helping on the sports programme. Eventually the station's editor noticed, 'Are you still here?'" There were no vacancies in sport, but recognising her obvious enthusiasm, he said there might be the odd news shift. Lee jumped at the chance. Shorter contracts grew into longer contracts. "I was hooked," she tells me. "I also did some work for BBC Radio Humberside in Hull and BBC Radio Manchester." Not short on youthful energy, she suddenly remembered, I had an evening job at a cocktail bar in Lincoln. In 2011, she joined the staff at Lincolnshire, building on her journalism skills, and it was then she took voice coaching and elocution to get rid of her West Yorkshire sound. It's a shame, really, because accents are now much more common on radio and TV. Mind you, she can easily lapse into broad Yorkshire lass when she wants, as she demonstrated when we met. At BBC Radio Lincolnshire, she presented programmes and did a lot of live reporting. "I was the breakfast show's roving reporter. I loved all the challenges they gave me." The BBC has always been great at developing people, and there was something called a hot shoes attachment, where you could go somewhere different in the BBC and try out a new skill. "I went to the BBC in Newcastle and they asked if I knew how to use a camera and I said I did." It was a fib. Lee didn't, but went to get a video camera and said to the engineer, "I'll buy you a pint if you show me how to work this." He did, and she went off, undaunted, to film a piece about Newcastle Airport for Look North. "I'd watched TV news all the time anyway, so I knew what a news report looked like." Lee used her TV reports to make up a showreel and applied for a job at Look East in 2015. They made her the Essex correspondent in 2018, so she moved from Norwich to Epping to cover stories there, but was often back at the studios in Norwich where she'd present news bulletins and appear on Look East. In addition to her 4 days a week for Look East, she's working for BBC London and BBC South East in Kent, as well as the BBC News Channel. Lee was the first BBC reporter on the scene after the tragic news that Southend MP Sir David Amis had been stabbed. "I was in Essex filming a piece about plant sellers when I got the call and was told to go straight to Southend." Lee wasn't prepared, in the sense she was not expecting to be in vision. "I went to a supermarket and bought suitable clothes and some makeup to be on camera." When Lee got there, she had to quickly assimilate what had happened. "I simply described what I could sense and see to start with," she explains. As we all now know, tragically, David Amis died from the stabbing. News Lee had to impart as she was reporting for many BBC TV and radio outlets for hours on end. "It was very sad," she tells me. "Lots of people confided in me. They were just so upset." The drive and energy from her Lincolnshire radio work hasn't gone away. Somehow she finds time to produce 2 regular podcasts. One is called Work-Wife Balance, which she presents with her broadcaster husband of 2 years, Chris Barrow. The other is Naked Gaming, also with husband Chris, which is about, as it suggests, gaming, but you'll be reassured to know, isn't naked. Like Lee, I've worked in both radio and TV and can vouch for the fact that not everyone makes the transition between the two with such ease. Lee has. So what's her secret? Because there's no doubt that for BBC local radio, you must be able to ad-lib and fill airtime naturally. It's all about a comfortable relationship with the listeners. I try and make it more personal. I try and talk naturally. I'm me. That's what you get. It seems appropriate that there should be a late news flash as far as this article is concerned, given Lee and Chris spend most of their working lives delivering bulletins to us over TV and radio. They've announced that they're expecting a baby in February 2023. It hasn't been the easiest journey after having two miscarriages, but we're both very happy to be able to share this breaking news with everyone. We're having a Valentine's baby, which is lovely. With two broadcasters as parents, it will certainly have the gift of the gab.
Thank you, David.